Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. I thank the Lord for another wonderful day that He's given us to do His perfect will in. Did you know every time we make a choice, a biblical choice, and act on it, we also make a statement, a biblical statement. One part of the Word of God calls us living epistles, which are living letters, really. We make a statement. We express the love of God in the form of vision. They see faith in operation. See, when you operate by your faith, you make a statement. Every time a person gets healed and somebody talks about it, or they saw somebody in trouble and then they get healed, it makes a statement. When challenges come, people understand that there are challenges, and sometimes it looks like you can't win, and then you win, and you win in their sight. It helps to give people hope that they can have the same thing. And when we express the love of God, that God truly loves them for who they are, not for their performance. See, the world, they got it all balled up. They think that God loves some people more than others. He'll love you if you love Him and keep His commandments, without realizing that Jesus died for everybody, even the contrary people, even people that thought they didn't need Him. In fact, Isaiah said we all turned our back on Him at once upon a time in our lives. I knew about salvation when I was around 10 years old. Even before that, but I didn't understand it like I did when my cousin broke it down. You know, I kind of thought it was up to God till He told me, you know, Jesus died for everybody. And He died because we're in sin. Well, first, I didn't understand sin when I was a child. But I knew that Jesus loved us. And I didn't know the impact of what He did for us. Even though my dad was a pastor, I still didn't know it for me. I didn't know the impact of what Jesus did. And I didn't know that I had to believe on Him. I thought, well, I knew about it. Well, we celebrated Christmas. And, you know, hopefully everybody will go to heaven. You know, and sometimes when you're unclear on something, people don't know what you're unclear on. But when I was 10 years old, my cousin, he got saved. And he broke it down. Not only that, he prayed for me and I got healed. And I never forgot it. When I used to eat a honeydew melon, it used to make my throat feel scratchy. And I said, man, you know, my throat hurts. He said, come here. And he laid hands on my forehead and prayed for me, and it just went away. And that was the first time I experienced healing. Now, that wasn't really, I wasn't really sick, but The scratchy feeling from eating that honeydew melon, I don't know why I did that, but that sensation just left as soon as he prayed for me. And then he taught me about Jesus, and I understood it. My logic was, I want to know what to do in case I get hurt on my motorcycle, on my mini bike. I had a mini bike back then. And we used to ride around dangerous things, and I said, if I ever get in trouble, I'm going to pray and ask God to save me through Jesus. You know, we didn't always come running to the Lord. We didn't have all the, you know, the Holy Spirit has to help us understand. And when you hear the word, a process starts. If you have a good heart, like we taught in the last, in the previous website broadcast, when you hear the word, if you can receive the word of God, that's a good heart. That's a heart God can work with. And that's, you know, I wanted to know what to do in case I got killed. I didn't reject it altogether, but I wanted to make sure that that I knew what to do. So, because I did want to go to heaven, but I also, you know, I didn't know what was expected of me, and I didn't know what to do. I didn't think, you know, I wanted to make sure I do right. As I got older, I said, you know, I don't want to be a Christian that say they love God and live like the world, because I saw a lot of things, you know, growing up. And some people, you know, they seem more sincere than others. And some people, they act like they didn't care one way or the other what they did. And even though they go to church, they did all kind of things, or said all kind of things. So, but I say, if I'm going to do this, I want to do it the right way. Which is, that's good. But God doesn't love us based on our merit, based on what we do. He loves us for who we are. He loves us as his people. He loves you for you, not what you can do for him. Not based on your performance. Not based on how often you pay your tithes or how often you go to church. His love doesn't change. It's not about performance. Now, victory requires victory requires dedication. If you're going to win, you're going to have to, you know, you're going to have to be the kind of person that defeats some things. If you are, you know, some people never miss a church service, which is great. And some people have to miss them because they have to work or they have situations they have to deal with. And, but I've organized my life at least where I can go on Sunday. And I try to go on Wednesday. And whenever I can, I try to be there. But, you know, performance is something that man looks at. Dedication is something that man looks at. But God looks at the heart. He knows what you got to do. And you just have to be faithful. You know, an evangelist in the field, he have to go wherever God sent him. He can't even go sometime. And but it just depends on what you're doing. What did God call you to do? You're going to have to be faithful. You can't always traditionalize what God is doing in your life. And if you try to traditionalize it, you're going to lose some things. You know, a missionary has to be on the mission field. And they teach people where they are. And they work with what they have. And God is with them. I thank God for it. Learning to be dedicated is that's a good thing. That's a good tool to have in your box. Because when you, once you start something, you need to see it through. And there's the greatest joy is in obeying God anyway. And with that, you don't have to never think that just because you're doing a work for God, it doesn't consume your whole life. You still have family, you still have friends, you still have things you want to do, and there is room for all of it. There's room for all. You know, we covered a few broadcasts ago, you don't make your schedule so tight that you can't live. You know, what you your wife shouldn't have to compete with your ministry. And it's the way, it's the method that we do it. That's why it takes the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. People are so needy that they won't let you rest. But you have to do it. If you do it God's way, you'll get a chance to rest up. You can't let needy people stop you from living. That's what I'm saying. You have to use the wisdom of God. And they just, if they love God, they just going to have to follow his word. I watched pastors for many years. They preach their heart out. They teach the word. They teach everything people need. And then people won't go to church, and they get in the ditch, and then they call the man at 2:00 in the morning. Now, just because the pastor loves you, that's just not right. You need to do what God said do. People do, you know, they won't listen, and then they go get in the ditch. And you know, but pastors are anointed for that. Some people wouldn't. That's why some people don't want to be pastors. But it's a beautiful thing when it works right. See, when you're pastoring people, you get new converts all the time. You know, it's not like, and some of the old ones just won't grow up. People get set in their ways. And pastors are designed to deal with all this. a true pastor is, because that's what they do. And but we still have responsibility. And one day people are going to stand before God and have to give an account for how they acted. If we live by the word of God, it's going to work. If we choose not to, it's not going to work. The world system don't work. And as we go forward in life, we can learn things that we couldn't learn any other way. Now, God loves us. Good performance is great and wonderful, but balance is better. And the way you process things is the way that you'll act on it. But when it's the word of God, when you receive the word of God, you will it makes everything more plain. The way we see things and perceive things, it can be shaped by the word of God. As we receive the word of God, the word of God will make things clear. The Holy Spirit already spoke. It's already good news out there. And everything that's not plain for you, in my life, I've noticed that when I studied the chapters, the Lord showed me chapters. He told me to read the chapters, and he reveals them to me. Then the Holy Spirit, whatever I need in life, based on what I read and taken in my heart, it's like the Holy Spirit puts the puzzle of the word together and give me insight into something. So when I have a problem that I don't have the wisdom to master, the Holy Spirit will give me clues of what to do. And he guides me into his truth. And he can give you wisdom for every person that you have to deal with. And it will work. It works good. And some people, they don't really want what's true and right. And the Lord knows this. And he'll give you what to say. Remember the last time Jesus fed the crowd. He fed them, you know, with the bread and the fish, and it was about 5,000 men and their families, and they had 12 baskets left over. Now, one of these times, if I don't have the particular time correct, last time he did that, he said, "If you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have nothing to do with me." Now, he was talking about when he died on the cross. But they didn't know what he meant. And he said that statement, and they walked away. Most of them walked away. And he turned to his own disciples and said, will you leave too? And they said, well, we don't have anywhere to go. Now, the reason he did that, sometimes people won't grow. They don't really want God. They want something else. And the Lord has to do this. He'll say something and they'll just make a decision one way or the other. They'll either do what they should do or they'll leave you alone. Now, I notice my history, most people, when I talk about the word, if they don't really want that in their life, they leave. Now, I don't talk about the word to run people off. I'm just, you know, this just the way I do, you know. I talk about the Lord. I talk about things with people. And, but when people don't really want to be dedicated, they find something else to do. And they know what you're going, they know how you think. They know what you're going to say. They know your conversation. Now, people that want to know God, they hang around. They'll talk with you a while. But people that don't really want to do that, they leave. Now, if people want something that you got, like sometimes some people go to church so they can get the church to pay their light bill. They're not interested in God's word. They just want somebody to pay their bills. That's not reasonable. And what you have to do is pay attention to the wisdom of God. He'll have you say the perfect thing, and they'll do one thing or another. And you know, people know that they're wrong. They know you shouldn't do that. But if you listen to the Holy Spirit, a lot of problems that people pull their hair out over will be solved. Because one thing about people who live in darkness, they don't want light. And we go back and forth with people for years when we don't really have to. And you know when people stand on the side of the road and they got the sign say we'll work for food. One contractor he went and tried to get one. Come on, I got some work for you to do. Oh no, he didn't get in the car. He didn't get in his truck with him. Cause he wasn't gonna work for no food. He was gonna beg. You know, sometimes you can put people on the spot and they'll have to make a choice. And when lazy people hate work. Work is punishment in their mind. If people keep asking for things, you can say, well, we got something you can do and you can earn this money. And they're going to watch. If they're sincere, they'll do it. They'll be glad to do it because they really had problems. But if they shamming, I bet they'll quit. In other words, you don't have to live and put up with satanic interference. The Lord has wisdom against it. But you have to say something. Everything God do has its own dedication. It's going to take courage, bravery, faith, and trust to get it all done. But every time you do, you live better. Now, we talked about the perfect will of God for the last few broadcasts and how wonderful it is. With the perfect will of God, you're in a position to learn more. There are people who love God, they cherish God. And when the Lord says something, when the Holy Spirit brings something to their mind, to their attention, to their heart, because he deal with us in the heart, they make the adjustments. And they live better than Christians that are reluctant. Now, people that are reluctant, they don't let go of things like they should. And they don't enter into things like they should either. It's kind of like watching TV. You know, nowadays, a lot of people have cable. They have better antenna, better reception. And you get a clearer picture. But I grew up in the, I was born in 63. I grew up in the 60s, 70s, 80s. I remember when they had antenna TVs before cable. And when your show came on, you didn't always get the clear picture. If the weather was bad or something like that, rainy, you'd get a fuzzy looking picture. And it just, anything could make it, could trigger it and you won't get a clear picture. Most of the time you did get a clear picture. And sometimes things was on channel 42. Now channel 42 had, to get 42, you had to turn the channel. The TVs had a lot of channels. It had the regular channels, then it had to get 42. You had to turn the dial to 42 in a special place. And it was kind of hard to get that was the worst one about getting reception. All right. Life with listening to the Holy Spirit is like watching TV and you got a clear picture. The more words you take in, you can build your life the right way and you get a clear picture. All right. When satanic interference comes around, it's like watching the fuzzy picture and it's aggravating. Now, some people are aggravated and they don't follow God because they're aggravated. There's so many things getting on their nerves when the Lord tried to lead them out of their ditch or out of that their static life. They don't follow him because they're focused on the static. People keep trying to beg. People keep interfering in my life. All my cousins that won't work, they wait till I get paid and come over. you know, I've seen people go through that. My own daddy went through that because he was a very generous man. And people would wait till payday and they'll hang around the house till he get home, ask him for money. You have to stop all that. I'm using these for examples, but the enemy does the same thing. When it's time for you to study God's word, somebody come with a problem. When I was in my 20s, I was about 20 years old, 21. And I just, when I got off work, I wanted to go home and study the word of God. The Lord told me to do that. And time I started studying, somebody, you pick me up and take me home. I'm at work. I don't have a car. All right, I do that. I gave one guy a bicycle. He used to call every week. I just gave him my bicycle. All right, they got that straight. Another one run out of gas. Then the next time I tried to study, somebody else got something. Or somebody called and talked. When I realized it was the enemy, I put a stop to it. It took a long time to realize what was going on. Why don't people bother you when you're doing something else or doing something dumb? They bother you when you're trying to do something right. When you're trying to study your test, the enemy try to interfere, get your mind off what you're doing. You know, you're in college, you're trying to study every day, and people doing, you know, dumb stuff. You don't need interference in your life. You can be a blessing to people when they really need you to, but some people make a career out of it. Get rid of the static. The Holy Spirit will show you how to stop it. There's a way to stop it. Because people that love the world, they want what they want. They don't care about what you want. Not being mean, but that's just how it is. And there's a way to deal with every problem, every individual, to hopefully help them grow up. But if they decide that that's not what they're going to do, then they'll go. If they don't really want what God has, they're going to leave. If they're pretending, they can't pretending won't go but so far. Now I'm using these for example. There's all kinds of forms of interference from Satan. Almost everything you can imagine. But God has the answer for it. And you can live your life in the perfect will of God without the static and the interference. Remember, Satan is behind it because he's afraid of the perfect will of God being seen. He don't want that around. He's the main, that's the one to get mad at. I don't get mad at people. I just don't let Satan use people to get to me. And people that are out there, that I know Satan have used them in the past, I tell Satan, you can't use that person against me. And then I'll even say, and you can't use me against them. That way, if I get frustrated, I can get frustrated to say the wrong thing. And I say, you can't influence me either. Because he's slick. And then I pray for him. And I make sure I love them. Because that love conquers all. All right, here's the situation. You love the person. What do I do? I can't let them interfere with what God got me doing. And I don't want to be unfaithful against them. If I can, I want to help them. And that's just the heart of God. That's the way I want to conduct myself. That's the way the Lord taught me to be. And then he'll show me my wisdom. And then I'll act on it and it'll work. Now, and when it comes to doing what God gave me to do, people will interfere another way. I wouldn't do that. They cannot see what God put in your heart. Just like Eve couldn't see what God put in Adam's heart. She was the first one to eat off the fruit. To her, the wisdom of not eating off the tree of the knowledge of good and wisdom of good and evil was secondhand information. It could have been revelation if she saw what Adam said as the word of God, and she did until she was challenged. So that means when the Lord says something, you have to receive it as the word of God when it's not a challenge. And you have to consider the devil's going to try to challenge this. So I get ready so I can stand and use this same revelation to kill what he's doing in my life. And that's the way it's got to be. When the Lord speaks through anybody, any of his blood-bought people, some things the Holy Spirit's going to tell me personally, but not all things. And many times he's going to use others. They're going to either confirm what he said in me, or they're going to speak words of wisdom so I can continue to follow God. And some people, God's going to use them to warn, to give warning about things so that you don't fall, like I'm doing now. But the things that he put in your heart, he didn't put in my heart. He put in your heart. If you tell me about it, I don't have a reference for it, because God didn't give me that revelation. You got the revelation. But in order to do it, he'll use me to say things like I'm saying now, so that you can protect what he put in your heart. Even your pastor don't know what he put in your heart, even if he confirms it. Nobody on earth knows what he put in your heart. Even if God used them to confirm it, you're going to have to believe what the Lord told you and stick with it. If he's confirming, if you're getting confirmations here and there and people don't know what's in your heart, you know it's got to be God. That's elementary. That's common sense. That's when you dig in deep. And you're going to keep this revelation and go forward and not backwards. You're going to live a clear picture and not static. All your answers are coming. As long as you keep, see, faith is like current. From the moment that you believe and you speak it by faith, the light switch is on. And the lights don't go off till you turn the light switch off. Once you're in faith, you stay in faith. Be patient about it, but your faith is on. Heaven is working. The Lord is preparing you. And you're going to have to learn things along the way. Elements that you need are going to come. But if you turn the faith off, it all stops. And that's what people haven't understood. So there's people are so quick. Good people. I'm not talking about lukewarm Christians. People on fire. Good people will tell you not to do what God say do, because they don't see it. And they don't think God will do it that way. The Holy Spirit does what he wants. And it will be according to the word. Life is in it. And great wisdom is in it. But you have to take him at his word. And you have to keep. See, sometimes he's you become mature enough for him to use you. And he's that's what he's going to do. So he's given you a unique assignment. And you're going to have to carry it out. And I don't know how you're going to get your loved ones on board, but you're just going to have to. The Lord will help you do that. I explain things to my older children and my wife about things, about parameters about my ministry that others don't know. And I show it to them as God give, you know, I do it as God lead me to, as he guides me. See, it's going to work. If you follow the path of God, it's going to work. And all the people that would interfere, the Lord will give you his wisdom so that not only you'll solve the problem, you'll help them, you'll love them, you'll never stop loving them, you'll be a blessing to them, God's way, but they'll be in a position where they can't bother you anymore. And it'll all be honorable. See, love conquers all things. Everybody that could bother you, you love them and say biblical things that God will put on your heart. And they'll stop bothering. They'll stop interfering. And the only reason they interfere is because they're looking at tradition. And Satan knows that they're looking at things traditionally. And he'll aggravate them to worry about you. And they'll come and tell you how you ought to be doing what God got you doing. And that's how Satan worked. And all you got to do is say, Satan, you can't use that person against me. That cuts off the influence. All right, they'll go back to thinking about whatever they're supposed to be thinking about. I've seen it happen many times. Because the enemy is desperate. And remember, he'll use anybody that will allow him to. Now, he do it against their will. They don't know it. But static comes from the enemy. And he uses man's lack of knowledge. I said, Lord, do you give people problems to make them grow? He said, problems come from lack of knowledge. He was talking to me, so it was my lack of knowledge. And then he said, first the problems originate with Satan. He said, problems come from Satan, lack of knowledge, and other people's lack of knowledge. They're trying to help, just like Job's friends. They were trying to help too, but they didn't know what they were talking about. Now, we got a dialogue of wisdom that can be applied to our situations from Job's friends, but they did not apply to Job. Satan was using them to harass Job. And he didn't realize that the Lord was using them to bless people in the future. Because if you ever worry about how wicked people prosper, read Job chapter 15 and Job chapter 20, and it will settle your heart, if you can believe it. Job 15 and Job chapter 20. It will settle your heart. And you can look in the wide world and see it's true. Now, we're out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to be a blessing to those who take him at his word. Till next time, remember, I love you. God loves you. And Jesus is our Lord.